the creator of Your World Within. I'm excited to be joined by Eddie Pinero.
Welcome to the Chris Ruggiero Podcast.
There are certain things that enter into your world when you're not even looking for them, but they are just what you need at that moment. I was recently browsing around YouTube and came across this video that really motivated and inspired me from a channel called Your World Within. So I continued watching and watched tons of videos. And the videos are motivational type videos and by a guy named Eddie Pinero. He is joining us here today. And I reached out to him and let him know how, you know, how amazing the videos are that he's creating, and really connected with me and had some questions for him about how to make things awesome. And, you know, his job, his work is really helping people to get to where they want to get to and overcome these hurdles and these blocks that we all have. So without me talking too much more, I'm going to get right into it, and we're going to start with one of his pieces of work. It's actually, I believe, his very first piece of work that he created for this project, and that's what kind of launched all of it. So you'll hear that, and then you will go into our interview where we chat and expose all kinds of amazing things out of Eddie's brain. So thanks for listening. And as always, you can find all the episodes chrisruggiero.com/podcast or on iTunes or on Stitcher, wherever you listen to podcast app on your iPhone, wherever you listen to podcasts, you can hear the latest episode of the show. And if you would like to check out my book, that is Just Go. Go to Amazon or go to my site, chrisruggiero.com/book, or go to Amazon, type in my name, Chris Ruggiero, check out the book, and you can also visit betweendreamsclothing.com and buy a t-shirt, which helps support this show and makes this show possible. So here you go. This is from Your World Within. Enjoy.
They say that the probability of being born is 1 in 400 trillion. I'm a living, breathing miracle. Every second here on Earth is a gift, and I'll never let it slip away. Each day that I'm alive, I will be better than I was the day before. When life gets hard, I will work harder. I don't make excuses. I face my challenges head on, and I conquer them. I refuse to be average, and though the world may try to keep me down, I will prevail. The faith I have in myself exceeds all else. I will never be outworked, out-hustled, or outsmarted. If you run 6 miles, I will run 7. If you lift 200 pounds, I will lift 250. I will win or I will die. That is who I am. I have never come across an obstacle that is insurmountable. The world does not provide barriers, it provides unlimited opportunity. If I get knocked down, I will get back up, and I will be better because of it. Telling me something can't be done only further ignites my desire to succeed. I know that the road less traveled is difficult, but diverting from it was never an option. The only person responsible for my success is me. my final moments, looking back on my life, I will have no regrets. I will have left no stone unturned. The sacrifices made, the blood, sweat, and tears, the countless hours put into my craft will not have been in vain. This is what makes a champion. This is who I am.
And thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be chatting with you. So Your World Within is a platform where I provide motivational content in a variety of formats to entrepreneurs, athletes, students, really anyone, to help them sort of get to where they need to be, get over the hump, and really create the lives they want. And that's sort of the central theme around, you know, the videos I put out, the articles I write, and that type of thing. So,
give a little bit more details of how that became, how you, the ideas that started, and what the process was for starting, because the videos, for people who haven't seen it, and we'll send links out later, but they're not just you sitting at your desk like, you know, a YouTube vlogger. They're very produced and kind of very well thought out. And if you look back throughout your channel, the history of your channel, it didn't really, it's of course always evolving, but you started off with this vision and you had this idea, and it's kind of like very the similar style and look throughout. What I'm saying is you had this idea from the start and kind of really committed to it. And I think that's something that a lot of people don't have the ability to do. They kind of start really small and then it kind of finds its way. You seem to have it figured out before you even started. Is that at all in line with how reality is?
I would say to an extent. It's definitely been a work in progress. And it's an interesting thing because it was really kind of unintentional. I mean, from the inception wasn't something that I knew one day I was going to create. It started, I spent some time in the corporate world. And, you know, not to give you my life story here, but, you know, learned some very valuable things and had, you know, it was a very important time in my life, but realized, you know, getting up in the morning like this, you know, this isn't really my jam. I'm not in love with this. I'm driven to a lot of the more creative things, right? Like I compose a lot of music. I like songwriting. I like writing speeches. I just like to create. And I knew that was a road I wanted to go down. So I slowly put a studio together. I left my job, and with the intention of doing some things with music and writing, and as you can imagine, the first, you know, the feeling after leaving was very uncertain, very unsure, and for the first time in my life, it scared the hell out of me. You know, I didn't know if I made the right decision, and so the very first video was sort of an electronic journal, just kind of coaching myself through the mess, quote unquote mess, that I had gotten myself into, and put it out there. And, you know, it gave me an opportunity to, you know, create music, write the speech, do the things I love, you know, also putting myself out there. And I got a, you know, very good response from my family, from my friends. I started to get emails, you know, messages on social media. And I started thinking, you know, maybe there's something to this. Maybe there's something more. And, you know, I kind of kept it going. I put out a video every couple weeks or every month for a while, and then realized, you know, this is you. This is going to be your business. There's a lot you can do. There's a lot of value add. And so that's, I think, finally getting to your question, that's where sort of the vision came in, and I knew exactly, not exactly, it's changing, but I had a vision for what I wanted it to look like and how I wanted it to evolve.
Yeah, and I want to go, it's interesting that you kind of skipped over the part about working the corporate world and then kind of deciding to leave. What, and then after you left, how there was this feeling of uncertainty and unknown and scariness, right? Like, oh boy, what did I get myself into? And I think any of us and a lot of people that listen are people who are performers or entertainers or creative people who don't want to go to the normal 9-to-5 type world. But what about, so after, you mentioned after you did it, you had that feeling of like, was this the right thing to do? How did, what about the step before that? When you're at your job and thinking about it. So, because that's where a lot of people are. A lot of people don't ever make it to that point of making it happen. And then feeling, oh crap, I need to make this happen. Most people sit and think about stuff, whether it's quitting their job or whether it's, you know, making a monthly YouTube video. I'm doing that right now. I keep thinking about these YouTube video ideas that I have, and I have probably notebooks full of ideas, and I'm not doing them. And, you know, I listen to your videos. I make content. I made a book about starting things and making things happen, and it's like it's the hardest for me to jump in. You know, I'm doing other things, but
right.
certain things that I know I should be doing, and I'm just not doing them. So for you, that was, you know, in whatever, I'm not sure what your job was, it doesn't really matter, but you had this thing and you made the commitment to jump in. And again, there's a lot of people, I think all of us at some level have this idea and then we're not doing it. What I guess the question in there is, what was the breaking point that you said, okay, I'm going to do this?
It was it's funny because reflecting back, it sounds like a simple decision. It was sort of a nightmare. It was not it was not a one day thing. I went to work every day not knowing what I wanted to do, but knowing that this was not it, which made it difficult. But I eventually got the courage to, you know, when you're looking at trading certainty for the potential for something bigger, it meant more to me. And I felt like falling on my face would eventually be more valuable. I would eventually get to where I wanted to be, and it was a risk that I wanted to take. Because really, there's only up, right? If you're doing something every day that you're not passionate about, you're not crazy about, your heart's not in, why are you doing it, right? There's nowhere to go but up. There couldn't be a worse situation, in terms of my happiness and what I wanted to do with my life. So that's sort of why I ventured down that path. I mean, obviously, it's not growing up, it's not something that you're really taught, or, you know, my family's been there to support me for everything I've done. But you know, your loved ones who are concerned about you are like, Ed, you know, do you know what you're doing here? This is, so there's a lot of things sort of, in play, but you know, ultimately you just got to take the jump.
Yeah. And what a great, concept that is, that when you're feeling, we all have those moments of kind of being bummed out and just wanting to quit or, you know, not keep going with whatever we're working on, and because we're at this feeling of being at the, you know, rock bottom. But as you said, what a great place to be when you have, you're at the bottom, you're at the foundation. So start, whatever you do is worth doing, because whatever you do is better than that, whatever that feeling is that you're in right now.
Exactly.
Did you have, this is kind of combining in, I wanted to touch in here, if we can skip over it if we need to, just challenges of getting started, or, you know, challenges of making that first one, the way you commit, you go, okay, here's my idea, here's my vision, I'm going to do this. And then in that process of between then and hitting publish on that first video, was there any stumbling blocks there that you had to overcome?
Yeah. I think holistically, I think twofold. The first is the logistics. I mean, I had to learn so much in terms of WordPress, getting my hands around a DSLR camera, Final Cut Pro, all these tools that, when you're producing something by yourself, not having too much experience doing that, I needed to learn, which looking back, maybe it would have been good to outsource or team up. I mean, you learn that as you go. But that was definitely a learning point for me and a struggle. And then, sort of more pragmatically, it's the uncertainty of it. I mean, it's not like you are getting $5,000 when you spend 3 days producing a video and putting it out, right? Huh. So you're rationalizing and convincing yourself that, hey, you know, you're not getting anything now, but you will, right? There's a vision, you're going to get there. This is par for the course. So I sort of see those two going hand in hand as my biggest challenges.
Cool. And then combined into that is challenges of maintaining. You know, how many videos do you have on YouTube at this point?
I believe high 50s at this point.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's more than just kind of at the point. You see so many YouTube channels that tried something for 12 videos or something and then were like, well, this is really hard. I'm not going to keep doing this.
And right.
So you have a lot of work put into it. After that moment of starting those challenges, how about then? So a more specific question. I think there's a lot of people, and I'm talking pretty much about myself, that have like maybe this little hint of an idea, but it's hard to turn it into a finished product, like a full video or something. How do you kind of keep that steam rolling with creating new content, but sticking to kind of keeping it fresh, I guess, and something that feels new for the people that are watching, but also staying true to your, you know, your mission and your vision?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, I think that's where being innovative is so important, because you have to keep yourself excited. When things get monotonous, it's when, you know, you don't put out the best work, you're not excited about the work you're doing, your productivity drops off, and it's like, okay, who's winning now? That's when you're doing things to do them. So I think finding ways to follow what you really enjoy doing most, really capitalize on that and keep yourself excited, and also staying genuine. You know, I can speak from experience, you know, putting these out every week. I don't ever want something to feel forced. And there are times when, you know, you just don't have anything that you feel warrants saying. And, you know, I'll put it on pause and say, you know what, take a week off. Because I value, I think it's more beneficial to put out nothing than to put out something that is garbage, right? Or won't have an impact or add value. So really staying genuine to who I am and putting out stuff that I'm 100% confident I believe in. Is important too.
That's great. I think that's an interesting stance, because you listen to other people that talk about building following, or YouTube people or podcast people, and they're like, whatever, at any cost, you need to put out a new video on your scheduled day every week or every day, whatever. And then it's like, this world that, you know, we're in here is kind of, we're here because we didn't want the rules and you know, there's something about being, you know, sticking to it and doing it. But then, like you said, if it's not there, why force it to be there? Why not let it naturally happen? And I like that more than I like the people who are like, well, I have to create something every day to publish. Yeah. And then you watch it and it's like, you're obviously just rambling on about nothing.
Right, exactly. I mean, I agree. There's certainly merit to it. I mean, if you can be consistent, if you can put things out on a regular basis, that's, yeah. I mean, that's an advantage. But I think people lose sight of value. Value is what makes the world go round, you know? So if you don't have anything valuable to say, come back when you do. That's sort of how I look at it.
Yeah, maybe I will. The more that I thought about that as I was saying it is, maybe I'll take a halfway stance between the two of, because I think there's the other side of people will, that gives people a little bit of an excuse of like, oh, well, today I didn't have any inspiration, so I'll work on something tomorrow.
And
I'm not saying
exactly.
It's you, of course, but I know there's some people out there that have that of, you know, well, tomorrow maybe I'll be inspired, and then that just lasts forever. So
right.
We'll tell people that you can take a day off or a week off, but next week get back at it.
Yeah, amen. There you go.
What's something that's like something amazing that's happened since you've started this, or someone that you've met, or something that's been opened up to you that you would have never imagined would have happened?
I think the biggest thing is probably the network that I surround myself with now. You know, sitting here today versus, I don't know, a year and a half ago, the people that I talk to every day, and the mindsets, the perspectives that I surround myself with has totally changed. And it's made a tremendous impact on me, the things that I expect out of myself and sort of the direction that I've taken my life. So holistically, that's had a tremendous impact. Really, I don't know what the exact saying is, but show me the, what is it? Show me the five closest people to you and I'll show you who you are. Mm. I may have butchered that, but that's the concept. And really, that has helped me quite a bit.
So you are inspiring literally millions of people through your work. Who or what inspires you, whether that's on YouTube or the internet or in person or whatever?
It's such a variety of things. I think a lot of everyday experiences inspire me. I get a lot of inspiration from the music. Andrew McMahon, who you interviewed earlier, is one of the most inspirational figures in my life, actually. I'm really impressed with what he's done and how he's taken his career and the way he's gone about it. But I think the biggest thing is, you know, looking back when you're having a bad day or things aren't clicking, at how far I've come. And that sounds simple, but you know, there's that negativity bias that we all have that when something comes up that's not the best or, you know, we hit a roadblock, we tend to focus on it. And it just makes no sense to focus on something like that when you think about all the good that you've done, all the progress that you've created. And that tends to help me refocus my attention. It's like when you get 100 comments, 99 of them are good, and one of them says this is... one of them is negative, we tend to focus on the negative. That's how human beings are wired. And simply reminding myself of that, bringing myself back up a level helps me kind of get my bearings.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a theme for me, that idea of focusing on that one thing. For me in my live show, if somebody, right, one person in the back of the room is texting on their phone or something, I'm watching them instead of seeing the other, like you said, 99% of the people who are loving the show, and you focus on that, and it's, I'm not sure if that ever goes away. I don't know how you train. Like you said, we're wired to kind of look for that one thing that, wherever that comes from, is interesting. That
it really is interesting. I mean, you have to like consciously push it down. You have to be aware that, you know, this does not warrant your attention right now. There's too many good things going on, you know?
But. Yeah. Where's your, as you kind of evolve and build your world into something bigger, what's the ultimate goal? Where do you end up ultimately? And I know in saying that, I know that's kind of an annoying question, because for me, it's like, I know it. If someone asks me that question, I say, well, like every day I feel like I have a new destination that in my mind where I want to go. But what's, I guess, like say like in a short term, like where do you want to build a short term thing? Because I don't think there ever is. I don't like the idea of having an ultimate goal that once we reach this point, we're done.
Yeah.
So what's, I guess, what's the next step for you is a better question.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's definitely an interesting balance. When I think, you know, down the road, I like maintaining, to your point, that flexibility to get where I want to go in various ways. And I think, you know, the idea of being able to help millions of people all over the world, you know, create the lives they want, I get such satisfaction in that. And so what's important to me is expanding my breadth, you know, increasing my voice so that I'm able to do that on a higher scale, greater scale. So, you know, whether that's increasing YouTube subscribers or, you know, increasing speaking engagement, whatever the case is, there's tons of little benchmarks that obviously, you know, I'm looking at and moving towards. But yeah, it's being able to take all those things, the flexibility to adjust if things don't work, try out new things, but know where I'm headed, know what I want. And definitely to be able to impact the world in a positive way is what gets me excited in the morning.
Yeah. I want to hear a story from you that, so my work kind of for the past, in the previous year, has been getting people to jump in and get started, like we talked about earlier, making that thing happen, whatever you're thinking about, kind of get started and it'll figure itself out instead of you thinking about all the ways that it can go wrong. Mm-hmm. And then the next step of this is to keep going and persistence. And we kind of touched on that earlier about, you know, being consistent, making the videos, but then also not being blindly persistent where you're just kind of plowing through this thing without maybe, you know, maybe losing your inspiration or something. But do you have a specific story or kind of general theme of when persistence, just the idea of maintaining and keep going, has paid off for you?
Yeah, and I love the way you put it too, that maintaining that balance of persistence but also self-awareness. Like, you don't want to be running in place as hard as you can. So that's really a good way to put it. I think the best example for me, actually, it was a little bit before Your World Within came to be. And, you know, I'd left my job and was writing music and wanted to get out around Boston and play. Like I mentioned, I did a lot of just acoustic songwriting and wanted to play some gigs and you know, get out and about. And so I put out a demo and I sent it to, I don't even know, 40, 50 people. And literally got one response back. And so that was, I mean, we hear growing up, like, you know, Jordan got cut from his basketball team, all, you know, on and on and on. And we know that, we've heard it. But when it happens to you, when hard rejection happens to you, it's like being punched in the gut. And it was one of the most important things that I feel like, I mean, it carried over to everything I'm doing now. Because rejection is an integral part of it. It's no way indicative of your talents and your potential, which was important to know and sort of carried over. Now, the other piece is you reassess, right? You have to think, am I putting out value? Am I doing this the right way? But yeah, I mean, it's definitely par for the course. This is kind of a weird analogy, but I think with a gumball machine, right? If you want a gumball, you got to put in a quarter. And I think of the roadblocks, the uncertainty, the bad days, the struggle as that quarter. I mean, you can't get what you want without doing that. And knowing that anyone who's ever done anything significant, the greats, the best, they've all been there. And they decided to push through it. So why can't you? I mean, that's the difference between someone who does and someone who doesn't. So yeah, back, I ramble. Back to your question, that experience of pushing through, because I ultimately did, you know, start playing quite a bit around the city until I realized it wasn't something I wanted to do because I'm a weirdo. But, you know, having that foresight and understanding that, hey, just because they say no, it's no way indicative of your potential. If you want it, find another way to get it. And that stays near and dear to me.
Yeah, those moments of, And again, I hate to bounce around the cliche inspirational quotes, but a lot of them actually are pretty valuable. Of when one door is closed, another is opened, and all those type of ideas. Of there's a video, I forget how you worded one of yours, when something about when things get hard or when. When things are when things really get tough, like, or when things happen, negative things or whatever, like, perfect. Now and it goes back to you, like, you're at this ground point, this foundation, like, rock bottom, like, cool. Now I have something to work on. Now I can go up. Like, 50 people told me no. Sweet. Now I know that I can move on to the next people that are going to say yes.
Right. Yeah. I'm sure you'd agree. It's funny because we do. We hear it all the time. And it's one thing to hear it, and it's another thing to live it. And living it, I mean, that was the first time for me because, you know, pretty much staying, you know, consistently following that channel of high school, college, job. I mean, I never really strayed too far from the norm. I've never really gotten, like, massive rejection like that. So it was like, wow, this sucks. But living it teaches you how to deal with it. And Yeah, very, very important.
Great. I'll let you finish off with however you would like to, with the idea of giving people who want to do something new with their life or keep doing something with their life that's could be a little bit challenging, whether it's entering a creative thing or doing a, you know, YouTube videos on the side or YouTube videos as their career, or, you know, I like to give that, you know, I don't going out and quitting your job to make YouTube videos might not be the best for everyone. So I don't like to say that, or, you know, not taking a job so that you can do a juggling show probably isn't real great advice for a lot of people, but it was good advice for me. So at whatever level people are wanting to go out and create something, they're going to hit challenges and it's going to suck. And probably more times than not, they're going to want to quit and give up and go back to that other thing. Even if that other thing sucks, it feels safer. So right. I'll let you jam on that idea. What do you say to those people that in that moment of wanting to go back to the other thing that previously they wanted nothing but to escape from? How do you
Well, I would say the best things that in life don't they come with risk. If you don't accept the risk, you will never get the best things life has to offer. And granted, everyone's wants and needs are different, but if you're not happy with where you are and you're staying there because, you know, it's safe, you have to ask yourself, you know, what's more valuable to you? You know, the status quo or, you know, potentially putting yourself in a situation where you've never been happier. And I think going back to, you know, the discussion we had earlier, where it is that balance of taking the jump, being persistent, but being smart about it and putting yourself in a situation where you can win. Right. Like, so, you know, quickly going back when I left work, I had a studio built. It wasn't a complete game plan, but I had somewhat of a game plan. You know, it's putting yourself in a position to win and taking risk, smart risk. But I think those two things really, you know, put you in a position to do things that you never thought possible, to get you out of the box and to really enjoy life. Cause no one wants to just go through the motions. I mean, we're not here that long. If you're going to be here, you might as well live it. So that's my advice, Chris.
I like it. Your World Within on YouTube. It's easy to find. Where else would you like to send people that would like to learn more about your world?
You can go to yourworldwithin.com and I have, you know, all my stuff there, social media links, articles, videos, and you can certainly get in touch with me there as well.
A huge thank you to Eddie for joining me this episode. There is just an unbelievable amount of motivation and inspiration within this episode and beyond within the Your World Within YouTube page and yourworldwithin.com website. So I encourage you to check that out if you enjoyed this at all. Check out the rest of his work. And if you do enjoy this show, please subscribe, whether you're on iTunes or the podcast app or Stitcher, wherever you're listening, subscribe. And if you think this could help someone that you know, please share with them however you share things on Facebook or send them an email. Maybe you could call somebody. Maybe you could pick up the phone and call a friend and tell them to listen to the show. Or you can just call them and say hello. That would be great. Well, thank you for listening. This is the Chris Ruggiero Podcast. Goodbye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Chris Ruggiero Podcast.